Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you on this blessed Monday, this Brother Nate with the Church Christ Alive message on the broadcast entitled Jesus Word, the Midnight Cry Broadcast. The phone number is 515-605-9887. That's 515-605-9887. If you're having a prayer request, we'll pray with you. Having a question about the lesson, we do our best to Lord Jesus answer for you. If you're having the comments, we ask that you limit it to a minute and a half to 2 minutes. And if you're calling to get information on how to obtain a copy of the messages the Lord has been sending through his angel messenger, we will get that to you as well. For those of you that don't like giving your prayer requests, your comments over the air, contact us at NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. That's NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. And once again, we will get back to you. Amen. So we thank God for those of you listening at this 7:01 hour Central Standard Time here in the U.S. We want to welcome you to being here on Blog Talk Radio, to the broadcast, Jesus Word, the Midnight Cry broadcast. This is Monday, and this is Love Thy Neighbor. Also, broadcast we're doing today, where that our brother and sisters would be heading us off. And as we await for them to come on, I just want to take this opportunity to thank the Lord for you all who are listening far and near. May the Lord continue to bless you, your family, and your loved ones in Jesus' name. Amen. And truly, it is a blessed day, a blessed time in the Lord. And we are glad of it. And Lord, you know, I was thinking about, you know, us being humble before the Lord, being repentant, you know, and pray for your leadership God has appointed. And I want to say that the Lord has appointed. There are things that's being uncovered by concerning people in the leadership. And, you know, some of you have heard about the Mike Bickle situation at IHOP or the International House of Prayer. I think it's located in Kansas City. And he was supposed to be the founder and leader there of IHOP. And I know you guys have found out about the adulterous affair he had when this woman came out. At that time, she was 19 years of age. I think he was probably 40, 42. And he was fooling with her, and that came out. But then now some more, you know, now more women are coming out that he, you know, was involved with them as well. And the thing about it is that, you know, there was some, I heard a testimony of a couple of the women that, you know, was members of IHOP. They never claimed he did anything to them, but there was some, tall tale signs or telltale signs of some things that he was doing. And one of the women talked about how that, you know, she never thought that he would be, you know, fooling around with these young girls and things like that. But she did see that he had this thing with, he would have he would go over to the women's house on peace of night. Now, he's married. And then she said how he would play footsie under the table with other women. And this woman said she saw this. She thought, you know, it didn't look good doing that. But I guess she just didn't think really, really hard on it. And sometimes there are some telltale signs. There are, you know, and it makes me think about wisdom. And especially when you're dealing with the opposite sex, there are some things, you know, it's all right for us to share a laughter or something like that, but you have to be very careful. And especially if you are in a leadership position, you know, you're looked at as held to the higher standard, a greater responsibility is held put on us in leadership. And I look at this situation with Mike Bickle and all them as also a learning lesson for me on what not to do, because I can, you know, very easy, if I'm not careful, fall in the same situation. And they told some, like I said, I saw the interview today. I don't remember exactly what day the interview was. I don't think what I was watching was live, but like I said, one of the women said she saw that, you know, they get around the table. I don't know. I guess they be eating and stuff like that. And he would play footsie with the women under the table. And she looked at that. She said she thought, you know, I don't know. I don't remember her exact words where she said he acted like a child or some way she said it. But I guess she still didn't, you know, put the thing together. And I have seen, you know, with people, especially who are married, carrying on a certain way that is not wise. And I want to, you know, the Lord said, be wise in the way of the Lord. And as a, especially, you know, I've seen things on my job where that, and one thing about it is it's bad enough to start talking a certain way to someone who's not your spouse. That's not good. But also to me, what takes it to another level is when you start touching. Now people say, wait a minute, Brother Nate, we hug each other, dismiss out of service. Okay, that's different. That's dismissal out of service. And in some cases, you have to be wise on that as well. But I'm talking about when there's a lot of playing around, touching and pushing on one another. I've seen it with people, and what I've seen with them is that, you know, when you start the touching thing, that gives them the thought that, hey, I can touch on you. And, you know, and some of the stuff I've seen reminds me of when I was in school. You know, it's like kind of childish-like. And so we have to walk. I tell you, as Christians, we have to walk with respect towards one another, okay? We already seeing a lot of disrespect on how people are dressing and coming to church services, okay? You dressing and showing what's under your clothes to someone else's wife or someone else's husband, that's disrespect. And when you go and carrying on a certain way with someone who's not your spouse, it's disrespectful. And, you know, when they talk about the Mike Bickle situation, you know, they would talk about, you know, and here's the thing, I didn't gather where even when he was doing stuff like what the lady said, playing footsie with the women under the table or going over to the ladies' house and having a piece of night with them going to their house, you know, I do have questions. Like, for example, you know, did his wife say anything to him? Like, baby, that don't look good, you going over to these women's houses and stuff. And like I said, these were young girls at the time. And like I said, another girl has come out now where she's a woman now. She's a grandmother. She has to be now 57 or something like that. But she came out and said, you know, he had relations with her as well. And the thing about it, she was a babysitter. And from the age I think that he was, so she said she was 14 when he did it. So he had to be like 23 or 20, and he was married. So, you know, now she come out with that. So, you know, there are some things that we have to watch out for that we need to be wise on. And, you know, we have to be very careful, very watchful, you know. Some things that people say, you know, even if you're talking to them and ministering to them, you know, we have to be careful what they say. Like, you know, I've encountered some years ago, you know, I've seen where that, you know, some will say, let's say that, you know, a man is ministering to a woman and she say, well, I wish I had a man like you. I said, now you tell guys, you better watch that statement, because now she's turning the focus on you. Okay. But we have to be respectable to our spouses. Okay. And be very careful, even in the ministry. Okay. Very careful, you know, in our dealings with the opposite sex, especially when you're married. But he was, you know, from what the ladies testify on, you know, from what I gather, you know, way he acted around the other girls, stuff, this wasn't no one-time thing. And, you know, sometimes, you know, there's times that we got to help one another in correction. And pull that brother, pull that sister aside and say, hey, you know, I got to let you know that's not appropriate the way you're doing, you know, where you act. Now, we're living in a time now that you got some who call themselves Christians. They don't want to hear no correction. And they are quick to tell you, you can't judge me, okay? They don't want to hear no correction at all. And they just want to just carry on any kind of way because they feel like I know this person, okay? You might know this person, but are you respecting your spouse? And I've seen that, you know, among even some Christians, you know, some become a little bit too playful. And then I see some Christians that being a little bit too playful with non-Christians, okay? You know, you have to be watchful of that. And so, you know, these things are coming out even the more. Let's say about Mike Bickle, like some more women. I forgot how many women now. You know, like I said, when I first heard it start off, I think with one, and now they talking about, you know, it's multiple women now coming out. And, you know, my question, one of my questions would be that, okay, did or did not his wife pick up or sense something? You know, one of the things I've told people about is that, you know, when you're married and y'all been together, especially for a while, there are some things, if your spouse is doing some, they ain't got no business doing, because of y'all connection, I can tell you that husband or that wife can sense when something ain't right. I'm not saying that they be knowing exactly what it is. Only way they can know is that the Holy Ghost reveal, but they can tell when something is not right with this spouse. Okay, and one thing about it, when anybody is getting deep into sin and constantly doing with sin, I mean, I know sometimes you can hide something, but when that thing become a part of you, you know, here's the thing, evidence starts showing out up front, you know, and there's some questions about this whole thing that I have. I think Mike Bickle has stepped down. It has rocked the International House of Prayer church organization. Now it has rocked you. I mean, you got people that dropping out or leaving, or, you know, it has really rocked. And, you know, here's the thing, that the Lord does deal with all of us about repenting. Especially if you're constantly committing that offense, you know, he'll tell us to repent, turn away from it, stop it. And if we don't truly repent, then there comes exposure. Okay. And two, you have, and I don't know Mike Bickle person. I think I may have seen him before. I know I've seen him on social media. I'm talking about before all this happened. Maybe on some social media or something like that speaking. But sometimes some people is unrepentant and they have sowed those bad seeds and now the crops is coming forth. They're reaping it. My prayers for his family as well, his wife, his sons and them, and, you know, that they all will be healed. And, you know, even the thing came out about his son, that his son was having an adulterous affair there with a married woman. And it's one of the same women that his dad, Mr. Mike Bickle, was fooling with, I don't know, some years or some early before. Now, all of a sudden, the son is going fooling with her. You know, it's a whole lot of stuff being unlocked. And I'm going to tell you, people, that's why we got to be careful in our own lives, you know, of any deceiving, deception that you're doing, because, you know, I don't care how much you're doing it, when it's exposed, it is going to be exposed. God bless you, sister.
God bless.
God bless. So we have to use as Christians, and even the more as married Christians, you know, we have to use wisdom and be careful in many areas, okay, when you're dealing with the opposite sex. And like I said, you got to watch, you know, some people become too jokative. And what they were saying about Pastor Mike Bickle, that, I mean, people were seeing, and I don't know how many years you're doing it or whatever, but people were seeing that, you know, like I said, the women said he was playing footsie under the table with other women, you know, when they would sit around and eat, I guess. And then you going over to the women's houses on peace of night, you know, and they didn't say him and his wife went over to their house. They say he went over there, okay? So sometimes there are some signs right in the open, and that's a brother or sister in Christ. Sometimes we got to pull one another to the side and say, hey, that's not looking good as a Christian and as a married Christian, what you're doing. And so we're living in this time now that, you know, it's sad to say among the Christian community, it's like wisdom is just about put out the door. You know, people was feeling like, since I know you, you know, I can say this or do that. And everything that is put off to be playful is not playful all the time, okay? Everything is not a joke, you know. You just can't say anything and everything, and you can become too playful, you know. So that's what I say unto especially those of you that are married Christians, you know, use wisdom. And this, like I said, this stuff has been coming out about Pastor Mike Bickle. I think he has stepped down, but like I said, it has shaken the International House of Prayer organization. Okay, it really has shaken it up, you know. And now you have more women coming out now saying that he had relations with them as well. So it's like when one came out and told, he admitted it to that, when that woman came out and told, I don't know if he didn't think on his mind that the rest of them was going to come, but they did. And I don't know how many women it is now. I know the first one, and then this one that come out, she's 50-something, but she was 14. She was the babysitter, and he had to be like 23. I think he like 9 years old, because he's 66, I think, now, so she's 57, so he had to be like 9. So he had to be 23 years old and married, and he had the 14-year-old over as the babysitter. And it happened with her. And, you know, and then that also leaves another open door, because the reason why I say that, because sometimes some people in our failure, they would try to take an advantage. So they will come out and even say some stuff probably you ain't even say. You understand what I'm saying? And you know, because, you know, when the devil look like, okay, I got him now. And, I, you know, he didn't did that wrong. So some of them will come out and say extra stuff. I mean, you have one of them saying that he was saying that as he was fooling around this other lady, you know, telling her to let's keep our relationship quiet, and somebody, the Lord told him that his wife going to die, and then they going to be together. I mean, you know, that's some serious business, people. And plus, like the ladies on the interview I saw, they looked at him as a god. You know, they talked about him when they first joined IHOP, that they looked at him like it was like the people treated him like he was a god. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so let's keep that in mind. Keep the families of the victims and keep his family in prayer. The big focus now more on him, but see, like I said, now it came out about his son. And like I said, his son was in an adulterous relationship with a woman that Mike Bickle some years earlier was fooling with himself. So now you had that woman fooling with the daddy, now the son. Okay? So that come out. It's like,
wow.
As they said, open up a can of worms. It's like all of this stuff. And this ain't even quite a year old from the allegations. Mm-hmm. I think the allegations came out last September. And look at how much stuff has been coming out. And then here's the other thing, people, that where we have to stand for what's right. Now they got some of the clergymen who was covering it up for him. And see, that's even making it worse because he said he admitted to someone, but they went to cover it up just like he went to cover up when his son was exposed with fooling with that woman, okay? So he was telling people, you know, don't say nothing about it and keeping it cover up. So, you know, whenever we're covering up evil, you know, or try to cover it up, it's going to be exposed, and it's going to be exposed in such a way that stuff is steady going to be coming out. And you can see it now from a span about, what, almost 5 months, all this stuff that's coming. I mean, you know, got more women coming out now, and I'm like, Lord, you know. And so, people, listen, we see these things. Let it be a lesson to you personally as well, to what not to do, because any of us, if we go that route like he had, we can get caught up in the same thing, okay? So my prayer, you know, is for him, his family, and for the, you know, the victims and their families, and that, you know, all to repent. But I know that IHOP is, you know, as an organization, it is shook up now. I know there are people that have left there now. They was interviewed, and you know, and so it took a hit, you know, it really has. So, hallelujah. So, amen. So, God bless you, sister, on this day. Thank God for you. You know, and truly, indeed, it is a blessing to be able to come before the people today in prayer and praying for, you know, our loved ones, our family members, and those you listening, hallelujah, you know this. Once again, the phone number is 515-605-9887. Hey, if you bring your prayer request to us, we will pray for you. Like I said, we do understand that some of you may not feel comfortable bringing the prayer request over the air, and that's understandable. Contact us at NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com, and you can, you know, send your prayer request that way, and we still, you know, will pray for you. So let us pray. Father, we thank you.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
In the name of Jesus Christ, who is Lord.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
And we're grateful for what you have provided, that
yes,
if
Lord,
we will repent with a sincere
yes,
heart, that you would cleanse us by the blood of your
yes,
Son.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
And Lord,
Jesus,
we come today and we repent, Lord God, of sins of commission and sins
yes,
of omission,
Lord
God.
Yes,
Father,
Lord,
in the name of Jesus, forgive us of complaining and mumbling, Lord God, and
yes,
slothfulness, Lord. Forgive
thank
us of disobedience,
you,
Lord God.
Yes,
and speaking
Lord
against
Jesus,
you, when we should have been speaking
yes,
for you. Father,
yes,
forgive
Lord
us for
Jesus,
doubt, for carrying in
yes,
doubt
Lord,
and speaking doubt. in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
Lord,
Lord
we
Jesus.
Ask for your grace and your mercy.
Yes,
for your word
Lord
said
Jesus.
Your anger endure for a moment, but your
yes,
mercy
Lord.
Endure forever. And dear
yes,
Lord, we
Lord
call
Jesus.
On the mercy of God. And
yes,
look upon
Lord
us
Jesus.
At this hour, Lord, and see our need for you.
Jesus.
And
thank
that without
you,
we cannot make it.
Yes,
Father,
Lord
we
Jesus.
Pray for every soul this day who
yes,
needs
Lord.
To hear from you at this hour. We pray for the soul right now that's contemplating suicide,
yes,
that is
Lord
feeling
Jesus.
Overwhelmed, whom the
yes,
enemy
Lord.
Has been talking to, and the enemy has been telling them that no one cares for them,
yes,
and there's
Lord
no
Jesus.
Need for no one.
Thank
dear
you,
Lord,
Jesus.
We ask for intervention. We ask
yes,
that your
Lord.
Spirit at this hour, at this
yes,
very
Lord.
Moment, will speak. Unto them
yes, Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Or perhaps,
yes,
Lord, you
Lord.
Would desire to send your one of your servants by to give them a word. Father,
yes,
I pray that you would not let the enemy have that soul. That
yes,
that soul
Lord,
would
Jesus.
Not be lost and go to hell.
Yes,
but
Lord.
Lord, that soul may have an opportunity to hear the gospel
yes,
of our
Lord
and Savior Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord.
We pray
Jesus.
For the missionaries today, Lord, that you have said go, and they have gone across seas.
Thank
Lord, they
you,
have
Jesus.
Gone to countries, Lord, that who is hard against your word.
Yes,
they have gone
Lord.
To countries that worship Buddha and Hinduism, and Lord God, and they've gone to countries that
yes,
worshiping idols, Lord God,
yes,
to carry
Lord
the gospel.
Yes,
Lord God,
Lord
these
Jesus.
People have left behind their belongings to do
yes,
what you have
Jesus.
Called them to do.
Thank
I pray,
you,
Lord,
Jesus.
That every need of theirs be met.
Yes, Lord.
I pray, Lord God,
yes.
That your hand of protection would be upon them.
Thank you, Jesus.
That you would send your angels to watch
yes,
over them
Lord, Jesus.
And preserve them, Lord God,
yes,
from every
Lord,
attack
Jesus.
Of the enemy.
Yes, Lord.
We ask, Lord God, that you would cover us in your blood.
Yes,
as we do
Lord
warfare
Jesus.
Against the adversary.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
cover
Lord.
Us from the top of our head to the very soul
yes,
of our
Lord
feet.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory. Cover us completely, Lord.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
That we be able to resist every attack of the enemy
yes,
upon
Lord.
Us because we are praying and interceding.
Yes, Lord
dear
Jesus.
Lord, we come against the spirit of witchcraft in these other
yes,
countries.
Lord
and
Jesus.
Voodoo in these other countries that's
yes,
being performed against the people of God, that's
yes,
being
Lord
performed
Jesus.
Against your missionaries that you have
yes,
sent across
Lord.
Sea.
Yes, Lord.
We
Jesus.
Come against this witchcraft in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord,
Lord
Jesus.
Let the prayers of the voodoo doctors fail.
Yes,
let
Lord
the
hexes Jesus.
That they send fail. Let the
yes,
curses.
Lord.
That they
yes,
sin
Lord.
Fail in the
yes,
name of
Lord
Jesus.
Jesus. In the name
and
of
send
Jesus.
Your angel, Lord.
Yes,
send your
Lord
angels
Jesus.
From
thank
heaven.
You, Jesus. Thank
that
you,
every
Jesus.
Witch, that every
yes,
warlock,
Lord.
That
yes,
every voodoo doctor will
yes,
see
Lord.
The presence of your holy angels.
Yes, Lord
to be
chapter
out to protect your people.
Yes, Lord. Thank
in the name
you,
of Jesus.
Jesus. Thank you,
hallelujah.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
I see you
Jesus.
To do it, Lord. I
yes,
see you
Lord
to protect.
Yes,
as you sent
Lord
an angel
Jesus.
To Peter when he was in jail.
Yes, Lord.
Father, send your angels to your people in these other countries who
yes,
have been
Lord
jailed
Jesus.
For the gospel's sake, who
yes,
have been
Lord.
Left to starve to death, who have been left to be beaten.
Yes,
Lord,
Lord,
we call on your power of deliverance.
Yes, Lord
and
Jesus.
Send your angels to open the
yes,
jail
Lord.
Cells, and Lord God, and
yes,
that the people
Lord
may
Jesus.
Behold that it was your miraculous power
yes,
that has
Lord.
Delivered your people
thank
in the name
you,
of Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord
every
Jesus.
Every wickedness,
thank
every principality
Jesus.
That
yes,
Satan
Lord
has
Jesus.
Set over the regions.
Yes, Lord.
We come against you. And we rebuke
yes.
you in Jesus'
thank
name.
You, Jesus.
We come
you,
against
Jesus.
You trying to hinder the gospel. from
yes,
going
Lord.
Forth in these countries.
Yes,
in the name of Shanda glory. In
thank
the name of hallelujah.
Jesus.
In the name
thank
of Jesus.
Jesus. Thank you,
thank
Jesus.
You, Lord. Glory to the name of the Lord our God.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Lord, we just thank you
yes,
for what
Lord
you're doing
Jesus.
In Jesus'
thank
name.
You, Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus.
My sister, Stella, I pray that you will offer up a prayer right now.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Dear Heavenly Father, in thy
yes,
precious
Lord.
And holy name of Jesus, Lord, we just
yes,
truly
Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, for all of your goodness. We thank you for your
hallelujah.
Mercy. We thank you for your love.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you for
yes,
your
Lord.
Everlasting joy. We thank you for your everlasting salvation. We thank you,
yes,
Lord,
Lord
Jesus, for your everlasting grace, Lord Jesus. We thank
yes,
you for
Lord.
Your great eternal sacrifice that you made for
yes,
us on
Lord.
The cross of Calvary. We thank you, Lord, for washing us and cleansing us and redeeming us in your blood. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that all our sins are forgiven us. We thank
yes,
you, Lord,
Lord
Jesus, that you was wounded
thank
for our
you.
Transgression. You was bruised for
thank
our
you.
Iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon you. By your precious and holy stripes, Lord Jesus, we were healed.
Yes,
and we thank you, and we love
yes,
you, and
we
glorify
you.
Your name tonight.
We love you, Lord,
and
God,
we lift
Lord.
Up your name, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes,
glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Lord, we
hallelujah.
Just thank you. We love you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord Jesus, that when you rose from the dead, you rose
yes,
with
Lord.
All authority and power in heaven and earth
yes,
was
Lord.
Given into your hand. And Lord,
yes,
we thank
Lord.
You, Lord Jesus, for giving
thank
us
you, Lord
power,
Jesus.
Lord, to tread
yes,
on
Lord.
Serpent, on scorpion, and over all
yes,
the
Lord.
Power of the enemy. And by no means
thank
shall anything hurt us. Hallelujah. We thank
hallelujah.
You, Lord Jesus, that Satan is a defeated foe. Hallelujah,
yes,
Lord.
Lord.
We thank
hallelujah.
You, Lord. And we love you. We glorify your name tonight.
We glorify
and we
Lord.
Lift up your name, Jesus. Glory
thank
to
you,
God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
We
hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah,
glory,
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, my
glory,
Father.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You,
and we pray, Lord,
hallelujah.
For all the sick and afflicted. In every home, in every hospital,
yes,
all over this
yes,
entire
Lord.
World, Father Jesus,
hallelujah.
That you would stretch forth your merciful hands upon the Lord, in the name of
yes,
Jesus,
Lord.
That
in
you
the
would touch
Jesus.
Upon the crown of their heads, Lord, to the sole of their feet, Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah,
in the name of Jesus.
That you would let your
hallelujah.
Atoning blood flow through their every being. Let it renew
yes,
them,
Lord.
Regenerate them, restore them, and heal them, and make them everyone whole. Father, in the
yes,
name
Lord.
Of
hallelujah.
Jesus, we thank you,
the
Lord, for
Jesus.
The power of the blood, for the power of the Lamb's way before the
yes,
foundation
Lord,
of the world. There is power,
yes,
wonderful working power,
yes,
in the
Lord.
Precious
hallelujah.
Blood of the Lamb of Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Thank
hallelujah.
You, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord, hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hey, glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
For your great eternal sacrifice. Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank you, Lord
hallelujah.
Jesus. Lord,
thank
we
you,
don't
Jesus.
Want to take nothing lightly for granted, Lord Jesus,
yes,
that
Lord,
you
God.
Do for us. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord, give us a most thankful and a most grateful heart, Father. In the mighty
yes,
name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus.
Glory
hallelujah.
To God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord
hallelujah.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord
yes,
Jesus.
Lord.
And look on the
thank
children's
you,
Father, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, bless the Lord. Stretch forth your hand of mercy upon the Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh,
in
dear
the name
God,
of
touch
Jesus.
Them from the crown of their head, Lord, to the
yes,
sole
Lord.
Of their feet, Father. In the name of Jesus.
In the name
oh,
of
dear
Jesus.
God, that you will let your atoning blood, let it flow
yes,
through
Lord.
Their every being, Lord Jesus. Let it renew
yes,
them,
Lord.
Regenerate them, restore
hallelujah,
them, heal them,
Jesus.
Lord. Make them everyone whole, Lord Jesus. Mind, body, soul, and spirit, Father. In the name
yes,
of Jesus. And Lord,
the
give them a
Jesus.
Desire in their hearts, Father, that they may want
yes,
to be
Lord.
Saved at an early age, Father Jesus. And
Lord,
yes, Lord, we ask you, Lord Jesus, to visit these children, Lord. Just
visit
like
them,
you
Lord,
visit
God.
The children, the Nephite children, Father. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Down in Central America,
hallelujah.
Father. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, Lord,
hallelujah.
Send forth your angels,
hey,
hallelujah,
glory.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Lord Jesus. And then
thank you, Lord.
Around about how much
yes,
you can
Lord.
Come
Hallelujah.
On your job in the power
hey,
of your spirit.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Your mouth, Lord, with
yes,
the
Lord.
Word
Hallelujah.
Of God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Glory.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Glory.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
The same
Glory.
God yesterday.
Hallelujah,
the same
Jesus.
Forever. What you did
yes,
yesterday, you can do it
yes,
today.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
bless
Jesus.
Bless your holy name.
Bless
your
holy
name, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless your people.
Okay,
bless your people, Jesus.
Bless your people, Lord.
Stretch forth your merciful hand. Stretch
yes,
forth
Lord.
Your merciful hand, Father. In the name
yes,
of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, my Father. Thank you, Lord. And I pray for the saints throughout the
yes,
whole
Lord.
Entire world, Father Jesus. The body of Christ everywhere. Hallelujah.
Yes,
that you
hey,
will come on for Mahiki. A great revival, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
That you will
Hallelujah.
Move up on them, Lord. Individually, Nico Mayata, like
yes,
never
Lord,
before,
Jesus.
Father. In the name
yes,
of Jesus.
Lord.
That
in
you give to stir their hearts, stir their minds, oh God.
Stir
in the name
heart,
of Jesus. Give
in
them
the
a repentant heart, Lord. Give them a repentant
yes,
heart. A humming of contrite spirit, Father. In the name of
yes,
Jesus.
Lord.
Oh, dear God.
Jesus.
Help them, Lord. Help them, Lord
help
Jesus.
Them.
To anoint each other, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
A very
Hallelujah.
Valuable Lord. Hallelujah. So valuable. Hallelujah. That
yes,
you
Lord,
die.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Up on the
Hallelujah.
Cross of Calvary. For each
yes,
one
Lord.
Of us individually. Hallelujah. And you have a special love.
Thank
a
you,
special
Lord,
love for us. Hallelujah. We thank you,
Hallelujah,
Lord.
Jesus.
And we love
we
you.
Thank you, Lord.
We glorify
we
your
you.
Name.
We love you,
and
Lord.
We lift up your name, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Thank
what
you,
a mighty Kamayata. What a mighty
yes,
God that we serve.
Yes,
who
Lord.
Only is supreme. Creator
yes,
of the universe.
Unchained
of Maniki Hanamachacha.
Hallelujahiki
Namanatayi.
Unchangeable. Hallelujah.
And with God we set the person. Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Hallelujah,
and Lord,
Jesus.
And I thank you and I love you. And I glorify
yes.
your name tonight.
Yes, God,
bless
Lord.
Your holy name.
Bless
your
holy
name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank
glory
you, Lord,
to God. Thank you, my Father.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Thank
people,
you,
the Lord
Jesus.
Is calling his people more into prayer. And many times we don't spend enough time in prayer. Many times we carry that 1 and 2 minute prayer. And I'm going to tell
thank
you, as Christians that's listening, prayer, is it a challenge to your flesh? Yes, it is. Because your flesh
yes.
will say, get up, you down here too long. Get up
thank
on the floor. And
you
have to persevere, you know. And there's times,
thank
people, that, you know, one of the things that we, other thing we do wrong is that when we pray to God, we pray and we get up and leave. Sometimes there's times that after you pray, just sit there.
Amen.
Just sit there. You know,
thank
because we're
you.
So quick. And I've been guilty of this. This is why I said we. You know, sometimes we'll pray and we make our requests known to God, like the scriptures and say it. But then after we pray, we get up and walk off. And what
thank
we fail to understand, sometimes the Lord wants
yes.
to say something to you about that situation right then.
Yes.
But by us getting up so fast and walking away, you know, we missed the opportunity. You know, the Lord let us know that, don't get me wrong, I'm not telling people that every single time he's going to say something right there. But there are times that when we wait on him after we pray, you'll find out that you'll get answers even quicker than what you thought. You know, he will reveal it in your spirit.
Amen.
You got some people, they're stuck on dreams. They think that God can only answer them through dreams. Yeah, he can give you answers in dreams, but that's not his only way he's going to answer.
Amen.
Then you got some people think that God only give answer through visions. I said, well, he can give you an answer through a vision, but that's not his only way. Then you got other folks who think that the only way they can get an answer from God is that he has to send an angel. And, you know, God can send an answer through his angel, but once again, that's not his only way.
Amen.
But one way we know definitely for sure that primarily way that God would give you something is in your spirit. That's the reason why we had to be born again. Okay?
Amen.
That's one of the reasons, because our spirit needed to be regenerated. Okay? So the Holy Spirit can dwell in us. See, when you look at the Old Testament, you know, a lot of times they had to, you know, depend on the high priest to go make the sacrifice, you know, and the Spirit of the Lord didn't come upon everyone, but unless you was the prophet, priest, and the king, or the king. Now, Jesus, what he did, he opened up the door for all that accept him can have the Holy Ghost dwelling in them.
Amen.
Okay? So that means that you're serving a Lord that's not asleep. You can talk to him at any time of the hour. You don't have to go necessarily go looking for a priest to say, hey, I need you to go to a certain part of the building and pray for me. That God will answer, you know, because I can't get nothing from him. He got to come only through you. And that's not the case now. That's not to say God cannot reveal nothing to someone else, but what I'm saying is that he has opened the door for us people that all that receive him can receive the Holy Ghost that will dwell in them. And so at any hour, God can give you an answer.
Amen.
He can give it to you at 1 in the morning, 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning, you know, while everybody else is asleep. So the thing is it that we have to understand that prayer is not just a simple missing of words that come from your mouth, okay? But God speaks about prayer and said that men should always pray and not faint.
Amen.
So prayer is supposed to be part of our Christian walk with the Lord. And whether many of us realize or not, Satan is fighting some of us strongly to keep us from praying.
Amen.
And some Christians, you find that they always run into other Christians to pray, believing that, quote, God will only reveal something to them through someone else. But God can reveal something to you through you. I mean, when it comes to it, one of the witnesses has to come to your spirit, okay?
Amen.
It has to come to you. And this is another reason why we're living in the days of deception, because instead of people getting together with God to establish a relationship and knowing God for themselves, they have become dependent on other people.
Mm-hmm.
And so they thinking that God would not hear their prayers, but, here's Sister Stella's prayer, so I'm going to keep running to Sister Stella and having her pray for me. I'm not going to pray for myself. I'm going to have her praying for me because, you know, I believe he'll just hear a prayer, but he won't hear mine. See, people, that's another trick of the enemy, okay?
Amen.
And he wants, because what happens when you can't find Sister Stella, okay?
Amen.
Well, what you going to do?
Amen.
I mean, you go to her house. I'm looking for her to pray for me, and Sister Stella might be sent out of town by Jesus to go on missionary work. Then what you going to do?
Amen.
I mean, what you... People, what you going to do? Now, I know some of you listen to this. You understand exactly what I'm talking about, okay?
Amen.
You have come to other people more about praying for you than you will pray for you, okay?
Right.
And you thinking that God will only answer you through them. You may have encountered a time in your life where God gave you an answer through someone else. But see, what happened is you have gotten off balance. You thinking that that's the only way that you're going to get an answer from God is that it got to come through someone else. Well, I want to give you a message today. The Lord is waiting to speak to you.
Amen.
Personally.
Amen.
He is waiting to speak to you personally.
Amen.
Cry out to him for yourself.
Amen.
Cry out to him. And when you get finished, sit there. Don't say nothing, just sit there. I have seen it in my life personally, people, that when I had followed that instruction and sat there, I have gotten answers to where that I may have would have missed it any other time because I jumped up so fast and went to start doing other stuff instead of sitting there. And I'm going to tell you, it is going to be taxing to your flesh, so you need to bring your flesh under because your flesh, I'm going to tell you, don't want to stay there, okay?
Amen.
But I've seen that if you keep doing it, if you keep persevering at it, you're going to bait that flesh down.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to bait it down, and you're going to be staying there, and you're going to be hearing from God, okay?
Amen.
So it have been a blessed prayer tonight, me, Sister Stella. We have been praying. Thank God for such an opportunity to be able to pray. Mm-hmm. And Sister, I am very humble to be able to do this broadcast. Whether we're teaching, whether we're praying, you know, I'm very humble because I see what great opportunity this is. You know,
Amen.
To be able to,
Amen.
You know, speak the gospel, pray,
Amen.
And all that. And I see that as a great opportunity because I know that the time is going to come. We're going to be denied access. And people, when I say we, I'm talking about all that are true or desire to be true believers in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be denied access to the internet. Now, I'm talking about denied where they don't want you preaching what you're preaching.
Mm-hmm.
Internet, radio, all that. It's coming, people. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
If you just look at what's happening now, this is why these laws are shaping up for this. And see, I would tell you guys something. The situation with T.D. Jakes, and he's going forth now to try to sue Geno Jennings about what he's saying concerning him. I'm going to tell you guys, I'm telling you this as Christians, you better watch that situation real close. Because what's happening, it ain't going to be just about T.D. Jakes and Geno. It also going to have something to do with your freedom of speech. Now, I'm not saying that everything people say is right. I'm not saying that. But to me, for them to really kind of tackle this thing, they're going to have to deal with the freedom of speech thing. Because Geno Jennings is not the only one talking about T.D. Jakes. He's not the only one. There's other people, you know what I'm saying, on social media who's reporting on this. You had another man that was reporting on it, and somehow he said T.D. Jakes, I don't know if he got in touch with YouTube or something, and they blocked his broadcast or something like that he was saying. So, you know, I'm telling people – you got to look at this close because it's more than just that. And I'm telling you, when they get on that about your speech, and I'm not advocating for people saying anything, but it's going to go to, you know, what people feel like, I don't want you to disagree with me or say anything at me or about what I'm doing, you know. And That's what it's coming to, and I can see it. And it's coming to that because, you know, people are like, well, that's dealing with your freedom of speech. I said, yeah, they're going to have to tackle that. So He's supposed to be in a thing with his lawyers that he's supposed to be going out to try to sue Gino and them, and I think anyone else that says something wow. about him. So, so you know, hey, it's bigger people than what you're seeing or what you hear. Wow. It's bigger than that. Yeah, I mean, so like I said, for those of you that are spreading the gospel and pressing on, I want to say to you, continue to press on. Continue to spread the gospel, the word of Jesus Christ, the pure gospel. Preach and teach it in its fullness, okay? Be honest with people in delivering this message. And do understand this, that there are going to be some that when you're preaching the truth, they're not going to want to hear it. And I'm telling you, everybody's not going to be receiving when you're bringing the gospel truth, especially in areas where they're committing this sin and this abomination, and they enjoy doing it and want to keep doing it. Okay, so, you know, you got to be very watchful on that. So I am grateful for this time that we have. Thank God for all you've been listening. And may the Lord bless you, sister. Thank God for you coming on the broadcast and offering up the prayer to those especially that was listening in. And once again, I want to say to all y'all listening, we love y'all. May God bless you and God keep you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless.
Amen. God bless.